Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Let's continue to talk some gardening here, landscaping, pest control, whatever you would like. I've had a lot of pest-related questions. I was just answering one on email to one of the members of the Organic Club of America. And by the way, if you join the Organic Club of America, we get to your questions a little faster. You get priority there. We have so many come in that even that sometimes takes a little time, so be patient with us if we haven't gotten to you. Somebody called early in the show and said that they had sent me some photographs of some insects on a window, and I haven't found that. I've been looking for it. So if you're still listening, I hope you are, you might try sending it once again. You can send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or go through the Ask Howard feature on the website. Also on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com is where you sign up for the free newsletter. It's totally no cost. Joining the Organic Club of America gets you some benefits and some seed from my garden and sometimes Bob's Webster's garden as well. Depends on in a book. It depends on how many years you sign up for, and all that's right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And the library is just everything in alphabetical order. If you're looking up something on dirtdoctor.com, you can go to the index, click on the library button at the top of the page, and look it up in the table of contents. But the easier thing, which is what I always do, I just type in what I'm looking for in the search box. The first couple of things that come up will be Google ad-related things, and then under that, when there's not the little ad symbol out beside it, that's the stuff actually in our website. And if you try to find something and it's not covered, let us know, because we're always adding things to the website and updating it and all that kind of thing. And then one more quick thing before we go back to the phones, and that number is 866-444-3478, by the way. Auric storage sheds and garages and finished cabins. One of the things that they do that I was really, well, I had a really good visit with them over there, and we did some YouTube videos and stuff. I don't know if those are up yet or not. I need to find out. But they do these finished cabins, log cabins, that are really finished. I mean, the interior completely done and everything, and they really, really are cool. Very cost-effective, but very, very high quality. And if you want to see any of that stuff, I recommend you check them out. And if you need to add on to your studio or your work room or have a home office with all this craziness that's going on, or just a real easy-to-do quality extension to your buildings at your property, just call them. 520-GET-SHED, 520-GET-SHED, Get Shed. Their website is auricbarns.com, and Auric is U-L-R-I-C-H, auricbarns.com. Let's see, what else I needed to catch up on? I think that was pretty much it. We, again, the various books that we have that are available on the website. Some of the bookstores still carry some of my books, not as much as they don't carry all of them or anything. And at dirtdoctor.com, if you purchase books or my online class or my art there, you also are benefiting the nonprofit. And it is a legit 501c3 and is tax deductible and tax-free, no tax involved if you buy the stuff. The art, primarily abstract art. We do some animals. In fact, I'm doing some another one for a friend of mine here right away. If you send photographs of your dog or cat or whatever, it is one of the few realistic things I do. Most of my artwork is abstract, and I have several different styles. I've been doing some plants, the ginkgo leaves and the stylized pansies and some things like that for some time, especially the pansies. That's one of the newest things that I do. But also the series called Controlled Chaos and the Strata series and Mardi Gras and all that. And you can see that by going to that red button at the top of the page. Click on it and go to Howard's Art, and you go into the catalog there, and I've got about 3/4 of the art there. I'm delinquent. I need to get some photographs of some of the most current stuff put up there. But you can see some of the art, see the specs on what I use to paint, what it's painted on, what the prices are, and all that kind of thing right there at the top of the page at dirtdoctor.com. Let me see what's next here. Who's next? Rose in Whitney, Texas, next up. Hello, Rose.
Hello. Yeah. Well, I moved to a place that has a lot of trees, and I want more trees. And so I one time asked you about moringa trees, and you said, well, you know, not exactly. And so I went to trees.org/radio. I heard it on the radio. And in Senegal, Africa, they plant acacia trees. And under there, they do their gardens because they maybe grow fast. And then they have wonderful gardens from the shade and everything. And I think, Africa might be good for Texas. Do you think acacia trees would be fast growing? Any idea?
Well, I've got an acacia tree. It's one of my favorite trees in the front yard of our office in Dallas, and it's a catclaw acacia. We cover the acacias in the Texas tree book and also in the big book, too. The big book, Texas Gardening the Natural Way, is a kind of a compilation of all my books put together. And acacia trees are in there. The catclaw acacia commonly has a little bit of a problem. It has some pretty, it's well armed. It has some claws. It has, that's where the name came from. But I have an acacia at the office that's a cat's claw acacia that has no claws. And I'm not positive where it came from. I think that the growing operations in Texas that specialize in native plants, so this will give you a way to kind of start looking around for it if you would be interested in it. Any of those native growers or nurseries that sell native plants, ask for the cat's claw acacia and, if possible, the one that doesn't have claws. Because you can brush up against it, and it's just as soft as it can be. It's great. It has beautiful flowers in the spring and very delicate, lacy foliage. It's a good plant. Acacia's a good plant.
Wonderful. Is it long? Does it live a long time, like an oak or something?
I don't think it would last quite as long as an oak or one of the real durable maples or elms, but it's going to last probably 50 years or something like that easily.
Yeah, because my neighbor, I think, has one, but I'm not certain, because that's what I was wondering, if they, you know, are kind of like mesquite with claws, like you said, like a little claws, and then you say some don't, so.
It's similar in character to mesquite, probably would be just a little bit slower. I like mesquite, too. You and I have probably talked about this before. I like mesquite a lot. It's just kind of hard to find in the nursery industry. And this acacia is a little bit more decorative, I think a little bit better for a residential use.
Ah, yes. Well, there's plenty of mesquite in Whitney.
All right. Okay.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, a lot of people think you're nuts if you recommend a mesquite, because so many people are out there trying to get rid of it. But mesquite trees are actually very beautiful. They have beautiful branching. They have wonderful, not only beautiful flowers in the spring, but they're extremely fragrant as well. And for livestock use, if you have a ranch and you have any kind of livestock, the livestock like the dapple shade that you get under the mesquite, and the mesquite is also light enough in its canopy to still be able to grow grazable grass. The people that really get in trouble with mesquite are the people that go out and think it's a bad, you know, mesquite, bad tree, and try to kill it. Because what happens there is it comes back from the ground as a multi-trunk tree in a bushy situation, and then it really is a problem. But if you have property, you buy some new property, or you have some existing property where you have existing good, nice, single-stem mesquite trees, you ought to think twice about getting rid of them. They're really very beneficial to property in a lot of ways. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The the best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, let's get back to the phone lines here. That phone number is 866-444-3478. Let me see whose turn it is here. It would be Ann in McKinney. Next up. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am okay, except for the fact that we're being overrun by mature golden rain tree bugs inside the house. We had a bumper crop of pods on our golden rain tree this year.
Okay.
And to go along with the bumper crop of pods, we had a bumper crop of rain tree bugs. And the immature ones we can still recognize in the red and black ones, the young ones. But the mature ones have decided that they really want to be inside the house, and I would like a good way to prevent them from coming in.
Well, those bugs like that get on a bunch of different trees, you know, the box elder, it's basically a box elder type bug. They're just more of an annoyance than really super dangerous or damaging or hurting anything at all. So the first possibility is just to set up a vacuum cleaner, an outdoor vac, a wet vac, and vacuum them up. That's the simplest thing to do when they're clustered together. And the shop vac like that, you can put some diatomaceous earth with it, and it'll kill them for sure. But that'd be the first.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the first step I would do. You could also kill them with the pretty low toxicity, or very low toxicity products like the spinosad products, the Pure Grow product, bio safe product. You know, those kind of things. But I think my first step with the invasive bugs like that, box elder beetles or the golden rain tree bugs, either one, so basically the same kind of bug, just vacuum them up.
All right. and get out the diatomaceous earth, huh?
If you put a little into the vac, it'll just help kill them. The pressure of sucking them in to the vac normally would kill them, but putting the DE in there would just make sure that you know their demise is quickly met. By the way, the pods on the golden rain tree, since you have so many, you do know that you can take those seed out of those pods and propagate them and grow some additional golden rain trees real easy if you want to.
I will tell my neighbors in our yard we have quite a few volunteers on a regular basis coming up all by themselves.
Well, it is a pretty tree. It's probably not used quite as much as it ought to be. It's a really pretty nice tree.
Well, thank you for your help.
I appreciate the call. Call me again.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. Let's see what Mary in Fort Worth has on her mind. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Howard. I have a situation. Actually, my mom, and she lives in southeastern New Mexico, and she has one of those little strips between the sidewalk and the street that's just dirt. Sandy, dry as it can be, and she needs to plant something there to discourage her new neighbors from driving up onto that area.
Okay.
So what could live there under those circumstances?
Well, in the warmer parts of New Mexico and Arizona, you know, Zone 8 or warmer, there's a tree that I'd put something vertical, and then I'd probably put some low things, too, and I can...
Well, it's by the street, so she doesn't want the city to come and say, hey, you're blocking the view.
Okay, well, usually that means that if you have a tree that's limbed up, you know, to a certain height, like 6 feet or something, they're okay with that.
Okay.
If she can do that, the tree I'd recommend you look at is called Parkinsonia. Or it's also called Palo Verde. It's the one that has the beautiful yellow flowers in the summer, and it has a green bark. It's just a beautiful plant, and it'll grow extremely well there for you. And then the lower plants, if it were my place, I'd put a collection of cacti, you know, cactuses, different ones, barrel cactus and various kinds of cactus. They'll be easily available in the garden centers there, and just make a nice mass planting of that, and then nobody's going to be cutting across that then.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. That sounds great. All right. And does she need to improve the soil or just put it in?
Those plants are all pretty tough and okay with the native soil. If you do improve it a little bit, you don't need to go to the full extent of my recommended bed preparation, but if you put just a small amount of compost and rock minerals like the lava sand and azomite and maybe a little bit of cornmeal help with disease possibilities and all that, you know, just kind of low levels of all of my normal bed preparation recommendations, work it in a little bit as you plant the cacti and the Parkinsonia. The Parkinsonia doesn't need much of any kind of improvement. Plant it nice and high, just like any tree that I recommend, and you'll have a lot of color from the cacti and from the Parkinsonia as well all year long.
Oh, super. I'll tell her all about it. Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and I'll talk to you later. Let's see if, Nick is next in Sandwich, Illinois. Hang on, Nick. I'm going to have to do a little break here, and then we won't be rushed when we get back. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Again, go to dirtdoctor.com to use as the starting point to all the other things that we have for you. As far as more detailed information on this thing that we recommend, this natural, organic gardening, landscaping, farming, ranching, pest control way of living. I'll be back.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green, that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems, and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Well, as promised, we're going to go to Sandwich, Illinois, and talk to Nick now. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Oh. Good morning, Howard.
How are you? You're breaking up just a little bit, but I think I can hear you.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I do the compost tea and make your extract, and then I get that concentrate.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a modified because I haven't gotten all the ingredients I use, the liquid molasses and concentrate, and then I've added the I have this fish emulsion. I don't have the seaweed yet.
Okay.
But something I did get from you guys was the Espoma Organic Grow exclamation point.
Okay.
You know, tip the cap and add. Can I add that to that mixture?
You bet. It's a good thing to do. I've gotten some of the best response on getting flowers to really put on a show mixing the Espoma into the Garrett juice formula over anything I've ever done. I think that's a real good thing to do. If you want to get the seaweed so you can make the entire Garrett juice mixture, you can buy it online from a bunch of different places. Plus the fact, I think that quite a few of the Espoma products have seaweed in their products too. So you could be completing the Garrett juice formula by adding the Espoma.
Okay, because I noticed this one has the beneficial readout of the different bacillus and trichoderma.
That's good. That's
so
good.
I was excited about that.
Yeah,
because that was one thing I don't know if I'm really getting or not. But okay. Well, thank you. I think that was my only question.
Yeah,
so
Garrett juice mixed with one of the liquid Espoma products, I highly recommend. I think that's a good way to go.
Oh. This is what I was going to ask. I know I need to add, so you said I need to add the liquid seaweed. Without adding the liquid seaweed, but just sticking with what I have, can I add the apple cider vinegar? I have that, the one that has the quotes with the mother.
Sure.
That's the one
sure.
I need, right?
Yeah, that's the best.
And
I
need to add that as a little bit, right? Because it is still vinegar, so it could burn. Couldn't it ultimately burn?
No, the apple cider vinegar, if you use it like the formula that we have recommends it, 1 ounce per gallon of water, there'll be no burn at all. There'll be nothing but beneficial effects. I use apple cider vinegar to rinse off when I take a shower, for example. It's and I drink it also. It's at 5%, you're not going to do any damage. The original... It's kind of funny, though, the original research that was done by the USDA on using apple cider vinegar or using vinegar as a herbicide, they used 5% vinegar. And I don't know how in the world they got any efficacy with it at all, because I don't see it burn plants and become herbicidal until it's a concentration of at least 10%.
Well... And this is where I'm wondering, because I think I was, I don't know what I was thinking, but I had been transplanting and I was trying to bring something back, and I had dumped, I put more than an ounce of, because that's basically a shot glass worth of cider vinegar in a gallon jug.
Right.
I think I put maybe more like 2 or 3 into the mixture that I was soaking the plant in. And it was a mixture, to soak the roots, and I thought, oh, maybe this, he says the apple cider vinegar might stimulate something. So I put a little bit, maybe a little bit more, and I think I burned the plant. And I'm wondering if, because it was quickly absorbed within the roots water-wise, and it was more, because it was maybe about a gallon, and it probably was more like three, it could have been a gloop, 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 three, pouring the jug out.
Yeah, that's a little strong. Down? I'd keep it down around an ounce, one jigger full, like you said, and then there's nothing to worry about. And at that level, at that rate, it works very, very well. You don't need to waste the product.
And then it's thinned, basically, it would be the ratio-wise, it would be thinned out amongst within that mixture.
Yeah.
Now, at that gallon mixture of all that stuff, I just want to make sure I'm reading the instructions right, because that gallon mix, I mix all the components into that gallon. Then that gets mixed into another gallon of water, correct?
No,
or is
no.
that the mixture?
If you're mixing just 1 ounce of each one of those into a gallon of water, that's ready to spray.
Okay. Okay.
Or drench.
I think I might have read, I was getting a little too nerded into it, and I went... read a little deeper than I needed to.
Well,
okay.
On our website, on dirtdoctor.com, under guides, where it explains how to make Garrett juice, it tells you how to use to make the ready-to-use, which is the 1 ounce per gallon in a cup of compost tea. But it also tells you right under there how to make the concentrate if you want to do that.
Yes.
But the 1 ounce per gallon is a ready-to-use mixture.
Okay. There was the two formulations. I was mixing them. Okay, so keep them separate, obviously.
Yeah, the concentrated one you do need to dilute, and the one that's ready to spray, it's ready to go as soon as you mix it up.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear. And that's good for the leaves and the soil.
Right.
Okay. And you want to do both, you said. I think I heard you a number of shows back. If you do one and not the other, it kind of gets top-heavy or bottom-heavy?
No, the plant can, the roots can actually get lazy if you only do foliar feeding. So you want to put some on the foliage and on the stems and on the trunks and also in the soil so the roots get fed as well as the top of the plant. Okay,
okay.
Nick?
Thanks, sir.
I appreciate
it. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, it's a funny thing how that works. And one of the related to that is if you have plants that have thin, especially thin bark plants, you can water, you can benefit them from a watering standpoint by getting water on the bark tissue also. Bark will enter the plant, I mean water will enter the plants through the bark, especially if it's thin bark. And so will the garret juice. The garret juice will enter right into through the bark tissue as well. So when you spray the foliage, you spray the stems and bark and the ground and everything. Dog walking by, whatever. I'm just kidding. Won't hurt if you do. Let's see who it is. Cindy's turn, Point, Texas. Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a 275-gallon white tub that I use as a water collection system off my roof.
Okay.
I don't have it enclosed, so now I'm seeing a little brown algae, I think it is, inside the tub. Is that water still good to use for the plants?
Yeah, in fact, it's even better quality if it has a little algae growing in it. If you want to keep the algae from getting too heavy, just add a little hydrogen peroxide to it every once in a while. We've got all the rates for water troughs, horse troughs, what you're doing and everything on the website in the library under hydrogen peroxide. I think it's hydrogen peroxide rate chart or something like that. But just go to hydrogen peroxide and you'll find what I'm talking about.
Okay. And another thing, you say for your foliar feeding to do it in the early morning or in the evening when it's cooler. Is that for evaporation of the product or will that hurt the tree if you do it, you know, in the middle of the day?
It's for the efficacy of the spray. When you're doing it in the cooler parts of the day, the plant tissue is just more receptive to the spray. Some people say you can get burn if you spray during the day. I never have really seen that too much. You know, it rains when it's sunny and the sun comes back out right after a rain, and people water, especially golf course superintendents, sometimes have to water during the middle of the day just because of scheduling problems. So it's not absolutely essential, but it's ideal to water during the coolest parts of the day.
Okay. And then I have grasshoppers, of course, all over my – they just love my trees, and they've eaten all the leaves off them, so I'm doing the sick tree treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I always keep the root ball exposed anyway, but I'm doing the sick tree treatment. And I was wondering if I should do that garlic pepper tea spray, like maybe 10 feet out of the whole tree to keep them away.
Well, garlic pepper tea will probably repel them to a degree. What will work a lot better is spinosad. Actually, spinosad will kill them. And then a repellent that works very, very well and has long-lasting repelling is the Kaolin Clay product called Surround.
Okay. And is that organic?
Oh, it's totally organic. It's the same clay that's used in making pottery. But it's an extremely fine textured consistency, and it puts a particle film on the plant. It's no more dangerous than diatomaceous earth, and in this case works better because it adheres to the foliage. And what it does, the grasshoppers or katydids see this white film on the plant, and it confuses them, and they just stop feeding.
Okay, so... can I put it in a big sprayer in my tractor and my hay field?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, and what's the dilution rate for that, for a hay field?
Just go with what it recommends on the package. It's an EPA-registered pesticide, pest control product. It's called Surround WP. WP stands for wettable powder.
Surround WP. Okay, and it will kill them right away?
No, it doesn't kill them. It just confuses them and they stop feeding.
Confuse them. Okay. All right. And does it wash off in the rain?
You've got to wash it off if you're selling. The only negative about it is if you're a truck farmer or something like that, it does leave a residue on the leaves and on the food crop that you do have to wash off. It washes off fairly easily, but you do have to wash it off.
Okay, but it's okay for the cows to eat it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It may even be as beneficial as eating diatomaceous earth, helping with digestion and so forth.
Okay, great. Yeah. Surround it. And where do I get that?
Anybody that, if you've got a co-op, if you've got feed stores, I'm sure you do, they can get it for
they're
you.
They're not organic at all. Yeah.
Well, they can get it. They just have to do it. It's just a matter of doing it for you.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, good luck. There's a distributor that people can use, too, and buy from that handles all of the stuff that I talk about called Horizon Distribution, and they can, especially if you're a farmer, a rancher, a wholesale a nursery, a garden center, or whatever, you can buy all these things from them. I would assume you can buy directly from the manufacturer, but I'm not positive. I think that a chemical company may have purchased the Surround product. It was off the market for a while, but it is back, and it's really a terrific, very effective thing. Again, it's called Surround. It's like surrounding the plant, and you mix it in water and spray it on is how it works. And I experimented with putting surfactants in it, soaps, and you don't need to.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Ulrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or ulrichbarns.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically,
When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard, back with you, and we're going next to Arlington and chat with Ken. Hello, Ken.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Oh, I've got a hosta that's trying to croak, I think.
Well, what's the deal?
It never came up the first year I put it in for her. They were planted out of two different boxes. And it came up this year, looked pretty. And it, I noticed in the past 2 weeks, the green fading away, the green color. And now I've got two yellow leaves and stems.
Well, hostas aren't the easiest to grow plants, especially around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They like a little bit cooler situation, Ken. So if you can't put some mulch around, drench it with Garrett juice and baby it to come back, it just keeps going downhill. I'd go with something else, and something that you might want to look at that would be a lot easier to grow that would grow in the same kind of conditions is a holly fern. It's really easy to grow. It likes a lot of water like the hosta, but it is tough as nails. Let me go help some other people, Ken. I got to finish up here and try to get everybody on, but that's what I would do. I'd change from hosta to holly fern. Blake in Highland Village next up. Hey, Blake.
Sir, I don't have access to a computer, but I've got a water pond that's about 50 gallons, and it's got algae in it. How much hydrogen peroxide and how often?
50 gallons, okay. I was just looking at a minute ago for some other reason. The hydrogen peroxide list that we've got the recommendation on the rates on our website, and it doesn't come up. It comes up as a hydrogen peroxide newsletter. I need to make that where it's a little easier for everybody to find. In 50 gallons, I would use about a cup of hydrogen peroxide.
And how often?
Well, it only as
when
often
it comes
as,
back?
Only as often as you need to. Yeah, I've got a pond, for example, that's got 1,700 gallons in it and three or four waterfalls, and I don't put but 2 quarts in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's running, and I didn't, and my rates that I recommend are higher than that. And I've been experimenting around with it, and I'll probably do an update on my recommended rates and put it out as a newsletter and on the website. But for your standpoint, in 50 gallons, you might start with a half a cup and go up to no more than a cup, and I think it'll take care of the algae in your situation without any problem at all. I've got an aquarium at my office that's one of those little, I don't know how many gallons it is. It's 1 foot by 1 foot by 2 feet, not a very big aquarium. And I'll put about about a jigger full of hydrogen peroxide at the most, between a half a jigger and a jigger in it. So in 50 gallons, half a cup to a cup probably will solve your issue without any problem.
Okay, one other thing. I've made the cornmeal tea, and I've got a window box. It's 10 by 10 by 5 feet long. I've got tomatoes and cucumbers in it. And how often do you put that foliar feed on them? Because I think I burnt one of my tomatoes.
Well, you shouldn't burn with it if you made it according to my recommended formula, 1 ounce per gallon of the vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, and then a cup of compost tea or liquid humate. Is that more or less what you did?
No, I took the cup of cornmeal and put it in a 5 gallon bucket of water.
Oh, the cornmeal. I'm thinking gauges. I'm sorry. The cornmeal shouldn't burn at all. That's kind of weird. You may have gotten a burn just because it got hot being in that small amount of soil. But the cornmeal juice, a cup in a 5 gallon bucket of water, strain the solids out, and the juice should be able to be sprayed on the foliage anytime you need it.
Okay, and I took all the cornmeal after I drained it out, and I sprinkled it and worked it into the dirt or into the potting soil that I've got.
Well, that should work beautifully. I think that your foliage just got a little typical burn for this time of the year. It's getting so hot. My tomatoes look pretty sad right now, too.
Yeah, I've got 2 tomatoes out of 3 vines.
Okay.
I'm not doing too well.
Well, if you
all
can.
Right, thank you, sir.
Okay, appreciate the call.
All right.
Yeah, when you're growing tomatoes in a small container like he is, basically, or some people even smaller, it's just so critical to keep the moisture in the soil monitored and moist, but not soaking, sopping wet all the time. Boy, that was a fast 3 hours. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate you being there. We really went through a lot of interesting topics today, and I appreciate it as always. If you have some questions during the week, just go to dirtdoctor.com or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. If you join the Organic Club of America, we'll be able to help you a little quicker. See my art, my books, and the online class under the red button up there at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com. And my books are available at some stores, and you can also write us and buy direct without going through the website if you want to do that. But the easiest way to do it is just to go to dirtdoctor.com, DirtDoctor. Enjoy the weather out there, whatever it is, and we'll see you in a week. Thanks again for being with me.